For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. As businesses gradually open up amid a still active COVID-19 pandemic, things are looking differently as workplaces include shields, masks, distance, and more. COVID's effect on workplaces and businesses will involve transitions, according to Director Rich Harrell of the USC International Tourism Research Institute. But the changes may not be as dramatic as some people think.
For example, in the restaurant business, there were predictions at the beginning that maybe 40% would go out of business. Well, it's not going to be quite that drastic, more like 20 to 25%. What will that mean for the workforce is that there'll be a certain segment that will need to be retrained for other positions as our economy continues to evolve into something else.
Harrell said there will be slight adjustments in many facets of business going forward.
I've become more accustomed to picking up my food curbside. Behaviors are being changed, expectations are changing, but there is something new emerging. These are things that were going on well before COVID-19 that the shutdowns and quarantines only accelerated.
One thing that COVID has accelerated is working at home. USC business professor Patrick Wright said the much-mentioned working from home permanently will probably apply only to certain unique jobs.
For instance, if you're a customer service rep, why do you need to be in a call center when you can just route the calls to your home phone and be able to sit there and answer the calls? The company has the ability to track how many calls you're taking, how long your calls are. So I think those are the kinds of jobs that it makes sense.
But working from home will cause changes in downtown workplaces, Wright said.
I think real estate is going to get hit first because there's not going to be a need for as many buildings, as many offices, storefronts as there has been in the past. Let's say downtown, if all of the law firms and all the bankers, if they went to half of their people working from home most of the time, you know, that's a lot fewer bodies downtown.
Whether the changes will be long-term or short, Wright was unable to say for sure, but
I would guess it'll certainly be short-term. So if you say over the next 12 months, you will see some of those restaurants going out of business as more people work from home. But if we have a vaccine, if we have a treatment, if people begin to feel more psychologically safe and they want to come into the office, then 50,000 that turned to 30,000 downtown might turn to 45,000.
COVID will produce winners and losers in business, and Wright said the winners will be companies that already have a great digital presence.
Like a Bloomin' Brands, to be able to deliver to homes as opposed to making people come into the restaurants. They'll be like Walmart that already had the digital capability, kind of the omni-channel ability to allow you to order online, come pick it up or have it delivered, whatever that is. So the companies that already have that digital capability will definitely be the winners.
But all this online activity will not close all brick-and-mortar stores, Harrell said. Rather, they'll evolve like the rest of the workplace.
People still want to shop and buy things, but you'll see more storefronts that what they're going to sell is style. The importance of customer service will not go away. It may be a friendly voice on the phone. We are going to transition to kind of a new economy. It's going to happen, but may not be quite as drastic as people think.
Wright said companies that use the situation as an opportunity to build their brands as ones both of service to customers and valuing their employees will emerge from the pandemic in a position of strength.
There you go. And y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.